you revolutionized a piece of musical equipment.
Word.
And made it do something different.
Yeah.
Now, what's that?
Space program for...
The space program 404.
Also known as the SP-404. Anybody around me?
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, you know. Everybody knows.
Okay. What did you do different with it?
Performing live. It's my instrument. It's my live instrument.
And nobody never did that before you?
Nope.
No human being?
No.
What you know about that, Banker? Is that some real shit?
Yeah.
Attempt to try to do it.
I actually fuck with the 404 boards.
So now that would make you like a pioneer, a musical pioneer or some shit, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Using my black genius and came up with an idea. That's what we do. We come up with shit.
Okay. Alright. And then after you did this, everybody else started doing it.
Pretty much. All over the world. I watch it all the time. I watch it all the time.
Planet Earth.
I watch, not just smile.
So you just got this piece of equipment and you was like, all right.
Nah, it was kind of like on some Marley Marl shit, man. Like, I'll tell you the story. Back when I was first making beats on my MPC, I would have to lug my MPC from my mom's crib in Carson on the bus. All the way to Pasadena just to record BCD.
I bet.
There's none of the homies in the hood. They weren't fucking with that shit.
And then that's some dangerous shit too.
Hell yeah.
That's some dangerous shit.
I'm on the bus with a fucking 2000 drum machine. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah, but one day I got the idea of... What happened was I was recording a sample into my boss, SP-303, and the shit recorded longer than I thought it was supposed to, because I was smoking and, like, lost, you know, I was distracted by something else.
Right.
And I went back to get the pad, and the shit just had all this air, and it recorded all this shit. I'm like, damn, how much time is on this shit? And I figured out it was 15 minutes on the SP-303. I'm like, oh, shit, I could just record my beats in here and take this little shit to the homie house and record my beats. Then I got the, light bulb, I could do live shows off this shit. With two of them, I'll have 30 minutes. That's enough for a live set. So all my first shows was me on two SP-303s. First time I went to Europe was two SP-303s. And then when I came back, I had enough money to give me an SP-404, and it's been on ever since.
Now, when did motherfuckers be like, hey man, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing? When did they start doing that type of shit?
They still be doing that shit.
When did you start noticing motherfuckers really like Hank going?
The first person to catch on, really run with it, was my man DiBiase. So a lot of people would be like, oh, I seen DiBiase do it first. But yeah, DiBiase learned it from me. And when we and DiBiase, we went to high school together. So right. We've always been cool like that.
Right.
So me, D, then my man Sam I Am, I got him on it. Because before that, he was just using Serato. He was just convinced. And then I was like, man, you don't need Serato. Fuck Serato. You can just do this and da da da. And he got on the SP thing. And from that, everybody, their mama, their auntie, to all the new cats, every day, all the time, I'm getting SP, people hitting me up about an SP tutorial. Or they don't even ask me no more. They know I'm like, figure it out. You know what I'm saying? DiBiase, he's a nice guy and shit. You know? So.
Hey. Have you done a video on YouTube on how to do this shit?
Nah, I don't do all that shit, man.
They gonna figure it out anyway.
I mean, they do it already.
So somebody else do it.
People, a whole lot of people do it. Pops, I saw a pop lady singer on some shit, and she had like a SP and shit. I'm like, oh,
okay,
wow,
so do you get the credit for this?
Hell no, you know they don't give us no credit, man.
You don't get the credit for this.
Nah, hell no.
So it's like, magically this use for this piece of equipment magically developed.
It's cool because the thing I used to feel a way about that shit until my friends I would tell that shit to, they'd be like, I don't even know why you worried about that shit, because they just hitting buttons. They don't use it the way you use that motherfucker. The way you use that shit, people be looking at you like, how the fuck are you doing all that shit?
Man.
The way they doing it, you know they just hitting the button and hitting that effect button and bam, that's about it. They don't really mix the tracks and, you know, they don't really get into it.
Right.
No, but like I said, I respect everybody trying to do it, but I do it how I do it. They do it how they do it.
Did Roland give you some credit for that shit?
Nah, I actually did. They reached out to me. They hit me up about some other shit, but, you know.
Not that.
Usual story, man. That's a story in life. That's why I read all our jazz biographies. I read all that shit. It's the usual story, man. You know, that's why you got to come forth and tell your story, because they won't tell your story.
Shit is real out here, bro.
Real and fake. Gotta remember, man, it's a balance.
It's
man.
Duality, man. It's duality, I know. We in the it's duality. Everything is duality.
Everybody trying to advance for their agenda, be it good or bad.